At long last, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is going to decide how to pay for roads and plug a $1 billion hole in the state's transportation budget. The committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday to vote on transportation, one of the few remaining items left to tackle after a long delay in debate over the biennial spending plan. Typically, lawmakers approve the budget before the end of June. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with Wispolitics editor J.R. Ross about the road the state budget has traveled.
Remind us of where we are in the budget process so far. What has Joint Finance approved and what items remain?
Joint Finance has knocked out pretty much everything but transportation and taxes. Now, those are the last two big pieces. There are a couple other smaller things they have to take care of, but the bulk of the budget has been taken care of. Assuming that they can reach final deals in the next couple of days, it sets up the stage for the Assembly to vote on the budget the week of September 11th, the Senate to possibly come in that week or the week after, and then the bill to be on the governor's desk and signed by his deadline, which is September 22nd, which is the actual end of summer.
So what have been the biggest hang-ups with the transportation budget?
I mean, going back to February, it's been about how much we want to borrow for roads for the next 2 years. Governor Walker's original budget proposal had $500 million in borrowing, but no new revenue stream. And Assembly Republicans balked at borrowing pretty much anything unless there was new revenue to pay for that debt. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, said, look, the governor said he's not going to raise taxes or registration fees. That conversation is pointless. Let's focus on how we can pay for some of these projects. And they wanted to borrow about $712 million to take care of projects. It looks like they've reached kind of the outline of a proposal that would borrow about $150 million in the budget, but that would be on top of the $250 million that are in the Foxconn incentive package, I-94 North-South, added together, about $400 million. And they're talking about a fee, about $100, on hybrid electric cars on top of the registration fee they already pay, and that would create a new revenue stream that would pay for some of the cost of paying off that borrowing, though not all.
It sounds like the struggles don't entirely fall along party lines.
I mean, there are some Republicans who want to see the state raise the gas tax or want to see new revenues come in to have a stronger transportation fund long term. The issue is Governor Walker is not going to sign a tax increase or a fee increase anytime soon. He's made that clear. He would not support one. He's running for election in 2018. It's all but announced. And we expect that someday down the line, Governor Walker will run for president again. And he's not going to run for president again if somebody who raised taxes, period. So he's going to have likely a firm position, as long as he's governor, of no hiking the gas tax.
How does the Foxconn situation factor into the budget?
In an interesting way, it kind of helped get talks going again. You know, once you cross that July 1 date where the new fiscal year starts, there's no real pressure to get the budget done until, you know, the fall when schools start back up and when local governments need to know how much aid they're going to get to set their budgets. So the Foxconn deal being injected in the conversation got lawmakers talking again. It also plays in the transportation debate because it would include about $250 million for I-94 North-South. That kind of helped give a roadmap on what to do with transportation to get that knocked out.